Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5. All right, it's KX93.5. You know, Laguna Beach Live goes from strength to strength with the Jazz Wednesday series and the stuff at the museum here in town and all the various workshops and clinics and stuff that they do around Laguna Beach. Everybody in town is very grateful to them for doing what they do and doing it at such reasonable prices to the audience. It's really amazing what they do. And a Jazz Wednesday is coming up on Wednesday, August 12th, at the ranch down there at Aliso Creek. Tickets, as usual, available at lagunabeachlive.org with trombonist and musical director Francisco Torres. And I'm really stoked because he's on the phone with me right now. Hi, Francisco.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm good, man. Thank you very much for taking a call.
Yeah, no problem.
So, trombone, that's a thing, isn't it? What makes a man pick up a trombone?
You know, my story's a little odd from the beginning. Matter of fact, I don't think I ever wanted to be a musician. And it just kind of, little by little, circumstances kind of started pushing me kind of towards doing music. Started in seventh or eighth grade when I had to take an elective for high school, and I wanted to take home ec. And instead I took beginning band at the urgency of a assistant band director over at my middle school, and then kept going at it. At one point I thought music was just a hobby people did. I didn't even know you could make a living at it, especially the way I do things now, you know, jazz and classical and Latin and funk and whatever. So that's really how it all started.
Did you learn to cook in the end?
No, I ended up in beginning band, and from beginning band I went to the regular band, and that was it. That was how I ended up being in band. And then when I got to college, I was a computer science major, thinking I should have something really solid and steady, and music just kept calling, and eventually I dropped out and I just enrolled into music classes, and that was, but then I ended up dropping out anyways and to go on the road with Poncho.
Oh, thank God, because up to that point this was the most normal story about them. I've never heard a musician with such a simple, normal kind of story. At least you dropped out of something that makes you a real musician, obviously.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the sound of Francisco Torres on the trombone, and Francisco's on the phone with me right now, and Francisco's coming to town with his band this coming Wednesday. The date is the 12th of August from 6 to 8pm at the ranch, and the information, I should say, is at lagunabeachlive.org. And I know that you're not going to blow your own trumpet, if you'll pardon the pun, but Francisco's been on The Late Late Show with Craig Ferguson, loads of awards. He won a Grammy with the great Poncho Sanchez, of course. And has played with Aretha Franklin and Juan Gabriel, and just the list just goes on and on and on. And he's coming to Laguna Beach for Laguna Beach Live. Tell us a bit about the show, Francisco.
Yeah, well, with the band, with Poncho, I mean, I write a lot of the music. I produced the last 4 or 5 records. And so we really need to keep that. His sound is his sound. My band's a little more eclectic in the sense that I kind of stretch it out a little more, still in the Latin jazz vein, of course. And actually, I have some of the guys from the band, from Poncho's band in my band.
I mean, you played with Dr. Dre and Busta Rhymes. You must bring some of the sort of other influences to the table, too, I would think.
We play everything, you know, different styles. We play jazz, we play funk, we play Latin. There's always something going on classical. You know, we do Rhapsody in Blue,
yeah,
things like that. So it just really depends. You need to be eclectic. And need to be really versed in a lot of different styles in order to make a good living in the music business.
Yeah, you need to diversify. But I think it's the way that jazz is staying alive is by being a melting pot in that way. And it's I'm really excited about the show, man. I should say again, it's on this Wednesday, August 12th.
August 12th.
6 to 8 p.m. Tickets are going to go real fast, so I would get to LagunaBeachLive.org real quick and get tickets for that. It's a beautiful set. Have you played at the ranch before?
I believe I have. There's so many venues I play there. Okay. And I think it's all under the umbrella of the Laguna Beach Live, so I don't know which one. I guess maybe I have been there. I'm just trying to picture it.
This one's outdoors. It's a golf. It's basically a golf course in a canyon, and it's absolutely beautiful. It could not be more stunning a setting.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that sounds amazing.
It's really cool. So we look forward to seeing you there, Francisco, man. We'll see you down there on August 12th. Thanks for talking to me. It's been a real pleasure, mate.
Thank you, sir.